Hello and welcome. We had just some technical issues presenting with the laptop, but now it's working with a picture, right? Okay, so let's welcome Niels Goroll. Welcome at FOSDEM. And we'll hear his talk, A Memory Allocator with Only 6,000% fixed overhead, written from the scratch. Something with big storage, you want to allocate small things. Thank you. Let's go.
You. Hello, everyone. So before we start for real, I need to fix something, because we need to do something about this clickbaity title, or in your case, your appearance-baity title. So what are the actual numbers that I was referring to here? It's for a given page size that the memory allocator can out at a minimum 2 bits. So if you go through the numbers that gives you for 4 kilobyte pages, these 0.006% from the first title. So just to illustrate and give you a bit of a feeling, if you want to manage 1 petabyte at 4 kilobyte pages, that's 65 gigabytes. Just have a feeling for that. And obviously, if you choose smaller pages, this overhead will increase. So at 256 byte pages, the overhead is one order of, so it goes from mega to kilo, from giga to kilo, to giga to mega, etc., etc. So welcome to A Memory Allocator with a Fixed Overhead of 2 to the power of S minus P minus 2 for an arena size of 2 to the power of S and a minimal page size of 2 to the power of P, written from scratch. So my name is Niels, I'm an old guy. I know Linux since I was a teen. I have a degree, I ran an ISP, and then another one and another one. I learned everything from FOSS, so to all the people who came before me, I owe you a lot. I feel like I learned nothing at university and everything from staring at other people's code. For quite some time now, I'm an independent consultant and developer who runs a small company, and also for a couple of years now, I'm one of 3 maintainers of a beautiful piece of software called VarnishCache, which also this project is about. It's called //. It's licensed LGPA, comparably small, so WC tells me it's 36,000 lines of code, including comments, so something in that ballpark. What it implements are 2 storage engines for VarnishCache. So VarnishCache has a module concept to extend the built-in language, which is called VCL, but also since this project, also to extend core functionality. And one of the relevant components in VarnishCache is responsible for actually storing the object somewhere. So if VarnishCache later asks for it, it gets it back. A bit like a file system with metadata. So this project comprises 2 storage engines.